Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill of to-dos, with no time for breathing let alone actually enjoying the ride? You know that feeling when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car and you're starting to wonder if there's even room for you in all of it? Well, guess what? It's time to hit the brakes, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the often overlooked but absolutely essential world of setting healthy boundaries, because saying no isn't just a polite refusal, it's your secret weapon to reclaiming your time and energy, and ultimately, your sanity. Now, I get it. Saying no can feel awkward, even downright uncomfortable. It's like that voice inside us whispering, "Don't rock the boat." But let me tell you, those little yes's piled up over time can lead to a whole lot of resentment and burnout. We're not robots, people. We need space to recharge, pursue our passions, and simply be. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of saying no and prioritize self-care. 1. Know your values. Think about what truly matters to you: your health, relationships, creative pursuits, personal growth. When you know your core values, it's easier to identify commitments that align with them. Those are the yes's you want to shout from the rooftops. Everything else? Well, let's be honest, not everything is a priority. 2. Practice saying no gently but firmly. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be a dramatic declaration of war. You can be polite and direct at the same time. Try phrases like, "I appreciate you asking, but I'm fully committed right now," or, "Thank you for thinking of me, but that doesn't quite fit my current priorities." 3. Recognize your energy levels. We all have those days when we're feeling more energized than others. Pay attention to your own rhythms and don't overcommit yourself when you're already stretched thin. It's okay to say no, because you need time to recharge, even if it feels a little counterintuitive at the moment. 4. Offer alternatives. When possible, try suggesting alternative solutions. Maybe there's someone else who could help out or a different time that works better for you. This shows that you're still willing to contribute, just in a way that respects your limits. 5. Don't feel guilty. This is a big one. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It allows you to show up fully and authentically in the areas that truly matter. So ditch those guilt trips, own your boundaries, and remember that taking care of yourself benefits everyone around you. Think about that friend who always seems to be running on empty, constantly juggling a million things, and barely has time for themselves. They might seem super driven at first, but chances are, they're just one burnout away from crashing and burning. Now imagine that same friend saying no more often, prioritizing their own well-being, and taking time to recharge. They'd be happier, healthier, and likely even more productive in the long run. Let me tell you a quick story about a time I learned this lesson the hard way. Back when I was building my first business, I thought saying yes to every opportunity was the key to success. I ended up taking on way too much, feeling constantly overwhelmed, and eventually, hitting that dreaded wall of burnout. Looking back, it was a valuable lesson. Sometimes saying no is the bravest thing you can do for yourself and your future goals. So remember, my friends, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for what truly matters. It's about respecting your own needs and empowering yourself to live a more fulfilling life. Now go forth, set those boundaries, reclaim your time, and remember, you deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little no power boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your stories and keep this journey of self-discovery going together. Until next time, stay awesome, and remember, saying no isn't just an option, it's a superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.